Have you ever wondered how one becomes a NASA astronaut? It begins with filling out an application. The U.S. Space Agency received more than 18,000 applications when it announced late last year that it was looking for a new class of astronauts. Selection manager Ann Romer said the process is no easy task.
It's very hard, and we will do it very carefully. It starts by us reviewing all of the files to make sure that they meet the basic qualifications. And then we actually utilize our current team of astronauts to come in and review the files as well.
Applicants must be a U.S. citizen and have a bachelor's degree in engineering, biological science, physical science, computer science, or mathematics. They also need at least 3 years of related experience, or at least 1,000 hours as a jet airplane pilot. Along with being able to pass a physical, NASA likes applicants to have certain personality traits.
I think leadership, teamwork, the ability to both work on a team, lead a team, but also follow, be a follower on a team. Communications certainly plays a role, so it's some pretty common skills that I think translate into even other professions beyond being an astronaut.
About 120 applicants will be invited to the Johnson Space Center in Houston for a first round of interviews. About half of them will be invited back for a second round. Once astronaut candidates are selected, they must successfully complete a two-year training period.
Where they'll learn a little bit of everything about spaceflight, whether that's systems training. Right now they do Russian language, foreign language training. They'll do EVA, extravehicular activity training. So they do a little bit of everything in that two-year window before moving into then mission-specific training.
This group of astronauts may fly on three new spacecraft that are currently being developed, including NASA's Orion, which is aimed at deep space exploration. If all goes well, NASA plans to send humans to Mars in the 2030s. For people who are interested in pursuing a career in space, Romer says,
the piece of advice that we always like to tell young folks that are interested is to pick a career that you're passionate and enthusiastic about, because you tend to do well with things you like, and then being an astronaut would be the icing on the cake to hopefully what would otherwise be a very fulfilling career.
Since the first group of seven astronauts was selected from the military in 1959, only 338 others have been chosen as NASA astronauts. Peggy Chang and Shen Xu for VOA News, Houston.